Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the Traveling Black Women Podcast, where we are talking to Black women around the world. I'm your host, Nadine, and I am so excited to take you on a journey with fearless Black women exploring the world. Each episode, we uncover hidden gems, share travel hacks, and hear inspiring stories from incredible travelers who look just like you. So whether you're a seasoned globetrotter or planning your very first adventure, we've got something special for you. So stay tuned and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Traveling Black Women Podcast. It's your girl, Dr. Nadine Duncan. And today we are diving into a topic that's so real, so necessary, and so overdue. Work-life balance for Black women. Listen, I know it feels like this whole self-care conversation has been beaten into the ground, especially as it relates to Black women. And you know what? It probably has. But let me tell you, we cannot stop talking about it. We can't. Because if we don't prioritize our peace, no one will. If we don't prioritize our joy, no one will. People make money off of our productivity. It is time for us to be like, all right, y'all got it. I'm about to hit this beach with this check that you put in my account. Thanks. We need to start enjoying the fruits of our labor, you know, and just kind of figuring out what works best for us, because no one else is going to do it. So if we have to continue beating self-care and Black women into the ground, we just going to have to do it. You know, just the other day, I had the pleasure of speaking with a group of Black women. They were all leaders in their field, and it was just amazing to be in the room and to be having conversations about work and, you know, living out your passion and being a leader and doing all the things. But, you know, at the end of the day, even though each person I could tell was passionate about, you know, their job, they were tired. And I remember that feeling. You know, I remember that was the feeling that I had after I moved back to America and was thinking, OK, I'm going to go back into administration, because I was in administration in Abu Dhabi. I was like, the last person to leave every day, I don't want it. I think once you experience like true work-life balance like I had when I lived in Abu Dhabi, it's very hard to go back, you know. And it was something that I'll admit that I took for granted a little bit when I was in Abu Dhabi. Like, it just was kind of the norm. So it was like, oh, yeah. And I kind of forgot, maybe not necessarily took for granted, maybe more so forgot. And I came back and I was like, oh, this was what the grind was like. Yeah, I don't like this. Because y'all be working on Sundays. And I was looking at administrators who just, you know, they were tired and fretful and just not happy. And I was like, I don't want that. I don't want that for myself at all. Like, I want all the joy. I want all the fun. I want all the goofiness. I want all the silliness. I don't want any of this. But at my core, I'm still very passionate about education, you know, and that's what I saw, you know, during that meeting. And I remember when I asked myself, like, am I going to let this passion kill me, to say, oh, but I'm passionate about these kids. And, you know, am I going to allow myself to do that? Or am I going to really just say, you know what, y'all got it. And I'm going to go over here and create a life where I can still make an impact, but preserve my sanity at the same time. That's where my whole like self-preservation came in. I am not going to let this passion kill me, because this passion is not aligned with the action. That's a bar, maybe. I don't know. I thought it was cool. But anyway, It wasn't aligned. Like, here's my passion. I want the next generation, the youngsters that look like me, Black kids, Caribbean kids, like, I want them to have so many things. But this system that I'm a part of is hurting more than helping. And I don't see why I need to continue being a part of it just to say, this is my passion. There has to be another way, you know? And I think for the most part, I found it. I do feel like I am moving more and more towards the work-life balance that I want. You know, I just started my internship program with TBW, and I'm so excited about it because I have 5 amazing ladies. I have a digital marketing intern. I have 2 video production interns, and I have 2 community events interns. And it's really cool because I have created, you know, kind of like a syllabus for each one. So this is not just, you know, how people be like, I'll just get some interns to do it. No, you know, if you know me as an educator, you know, that is just not how I operate at all. It used to kind of piss me off a little bit low key, because like, why do you think somebody else's time and labor is free and available to you simply because they're young and haven't had a wide portfolio of experience yet? You know what I'm saying? Why is it not like, let me really sit down and see how I can be beneficial to them as well? So I finally sat down. And I was like, okay, let me see what this could actually look like. So I sat down, created some modules, created like, you know, rubrics for certain things, and let it rip. And so far, so good. And I'm excited about it because here it is, you know, I think everyone is a senior or has graduated. I wish someone would have told me that my skill set or my skills were more important than the job, because I kept feeling like it was about the job. The job needs to do this. I need to do this for the job, and not necessarily what skill set do I have that job needs, you know, giving me the ability to think about, okay, I can go here and here and here. And it wasn't until I think midway into my first year of teaching that I recognized that. And I recognized it because people kept saying, oh, you could teach anywhere. And I was like, I could teach anywhere. And then, you know, that was when I was in DC and I moved to Georgia. So my hope for them is that, you know, as they go through this internship, you know, and any other thing they got going on in their life, they're just seeing like, my skill set is what's going to carry me. But I say all that to say, I still love education very much. It's still very much the center of everything that I do. And I'm really excited that I have these young ladies on board as interns for the Traveling Black Women Network, because now it finally feels like I have successfully merged both of my passions. But here's a big question here. Are we out here being the backbone of our families, our jobs, our communities, and still expected to keep it cute, to be unbothered, to keep it all together? Like, our stress levels are through the roof, and nobody is handing out any gold stars for burnout. Nobody is. Like, you burned out, you burnt out. They still expecting you to show up. You know, so we're overworked, we're underpaid, you know, but that's another way that I think travel comes in. You know, I've said before, everyone has their niche where they're figuring out, okay, this is what self-care looks like for me. And I think it's really great for all of us to be in this space talking about self-care in different ways, because that gives you as a listener, a consumer, or whatever, the opportunity to really say, okay, I have options. I have all these options in front of me on how I can better take care of myself, whether I'm into beauty, whether I'm into lifestyle, which I don't really know all of what lifestyle entails. Maybe it entails everything. I don't know. But whatever it is that you're really into, books, whatever, you know, you're seeing these things and you're thinking, okay, this type of self-care works for me. And it's whatever you pick up, even if it's not travel, whatever you pick up, I just want you to pick it up. But stepping away from the daily grind and just kind of removing ourselves, like physically removing ourselves, forces us to reset. You know, it's not just the vacation pictures. I mean, still gonna be looking cute. Still gonna be looking cute. But it's not just about that. You know, it's not just about going to take the Instagrammable locations and all the things. It's really about how we reclaim our time, how we reclaim our energy, how we reclaim our peace, our joy, love, all the things. My last trip to Zanzibar and Phuket, absolutely life-giving. And if you missed that content, it's up online. More of it will be coming out soon because I have so many pictures, y'all. But it was such an amazing trip, and it was such a great start to the year because so much craziness was going on already. I was able to disconnect, not necessarily escape. I'm still in a space where I can kind of separate myself from the heaviness of it all and continue to enjoy life. That particular trip to Zanzibar was curated by Jista. She was on the season 3, episode 2, founder of Curious on Tanzania. So definitely check that out. But it felt nice to step away. It felt really nice to step away and just be like, okay, for this period of time, because I know, you know, we got all good things come to an end. But for this period of time, I'm enjoying my life in Zanzibar. I'm exploring. I'm doing all the things. And now I'm over here in Phuket and I'm eating this street food and, you know, I'm having fun and I'm you know, just living life. And you get back and you hear this and that, but it doesn't feel as heavy because one, you know, it's a whole world out there. But then two, it almost becomes comical, right? It almost becomes like this thing, this show that we're all just watching. It doesn't feel real anymore. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. It at least makes me feel like I don't have to allow what's happening to consume me. I don't know if that's the answer or if it's not, but being able to just basically get out of Dodge makes such a difference. I don't know if that's good advice or not, but that's my experience. So I'm gonna share it anyway. We don't really give ourselves a whole lot of time to just do things for ourselves. And I'm not talking about like, oh, I'm just going to take this 15 minute shower. Like, no. Or this bubble bath. Like, yeah, those things are cute. But like to really do something that brings you joy and not just relaxation, because I feel like that relaxation is going to come out of your joy. You ever like just be in a situation where you just laugh so much, you know, you just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh that joy. Like you, I mean, belly laugh, back hurt and everything. When you're done laughing, you're relaxed. You are relaxed. So I'm not talking about going somewhere just to sit on the beach and be like, oh, I'm relaxed, because that can be boring. Like, let's be honest, that can be really boring. But to actually be in a space that you really enjoy, that you're really having a good time, that you're really letting loose, like me at Trinidad Carnival, for example, that is a sense of joy that relaxes you. And that is the difference between, oh, I'm just doing this self-care to be still, and I'm just doing this self-care to remind myself that I deserve to be happy. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but I hope it does, because that's what I've been trying to do. You know, I think that in all of it, one thing with travel, making travel that thing, as you're finding things to make you happy and you're traveling and you're doing these activities and all the things and whatnot, it really forces you to put yourself first, you know, especially if you're doing some solo travel. But whether you're booking the flight, you know, or finding the accommodations that you really want, like you're really saying to yourself, I deserve this. I'm going to get out of Dodge. I'm going to go live my life for a little bit. I'm going to have a great time. You're choosing to explore, to rest, to experience the joy that you deserve. I mean, there's something really powerful about all of that, like really powerful about stepping into spaces where you're not just, oh, that there's a strong Black woman. No, I just want to be a woman today and every day. I just want to chill. Yeah, I would really like to just relax. I don't really want to be strong. Thank you. I just want to be. And I think that once again is what travel does for me. You know, I get to just be. You're always somebody's something instead of just being. Travel reminds you that you are just you. You're just you. And I guess most of what I'm relating it to is that solo travel. But you could also do this with a small group. You know, having deeper conversations, because now you're outside of your immediate environment and you can see things or process things a little bit differently. You've gotten some time to think, some time to just kind of clear your mind, because for 15 minutes you had to think about something else, you know, how to get from point A to point B, whatever it is. But now you find yourself with more of the capacity to process the issue, old or new. You know, it could be an old issue that finally you're like, oh, about, you know, but you find that you get more space in your mind to process things than you would have if you were still in the mix of it, trying to figure it out, you know, deal with all the noise and the opinions around you. It just kind of reconnects you, you know, and reconnects you to who you are. Our job titles, to-do lists, obligations, I mean, they just kind of consume you after a while, you know, and it just kind of eats away at your joy. All right, so I'm about to wrap this up, but I want you to get a post-it note. If you're driving, don't do nothing. A post-it note, notebook, something. If you're driving, just do it later. And write down this quote by Audre Lorde. And you might already actually have it written down. You might already know it. And I shared this on another episode. But caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare. Let's say it one more time. I mean, y'all can rewind, but I'm going to say it again anyway. Caring for myself is not self-indulgent. So it's not just me. It's not about me. I'm so selfish. Ooh, it's not just a vanity play. It's self-preservation. It is how I save myself. It's how I protect myself. It's how I take care of myself. It's how I look out for myself. And that is an act of political warfare. I love that quote. I love that quote, y'all. Absolutely do. So what are we doing, ladies? Are we going to keep grinding until we break? Or are we going to start choosing ourselves? I mean, I know my answer. But like I said, we got to keep talking about it. We got to keep talking about it until it clicks. It feels right. It feels natural. There's no guilt attached to it. There's no questioning attached to it. It's just a part of our lifestyle. Our theme for our social club this year is travel as a lifestyle. This is a perfect example of what I mean. Making travel such an important part of your life that you don't have to guess when it's the next time you'll be able to get away. It's already on your calendar. It's already booked. It's already in motion. You know what I mean? If you're still kind of like figuring out, I get it. I get it. And we got you. You know, we have the TBW Social Club. That's a paid membership, but we also have our free membership, which is our Facebook group. You know, we have plenty of resources. We have a travel calendar, but if traveling in a group is not your thing, like we have travel guides, a YouTube channel, a blog, and of course this podcast where you can really like just sit and figure out what you want to do. We have a Pinterest channel with some ideas, you know, social media, all the things. It's very important to me to have a work-life balance. I feel like I've gotten a pretty decent one so far. And I'm going to keep moving towards that. Still a long way to go, but I think I've done the best that I can do so far with establishing a very healthy work-life balance. And I still contract as an education consultant. And that always doesn't feel good. You know, I still have issues with that. But having that balance is like, all right, you know what? Y'all have pissed me off today, but y'all got it because I'm about to go to Phuket. you know, but you got to have that. You got to have that. It has to be a part of your life and it can't just be, I'm going for this reason or that reason. I'm going just because I want to. You don't deserve to have to wait until retirement to say, all right, let me get 10 minutes of joy before my hip goes out. No, like, I'm being a little extreme. But no, like, for real. Figure it out. Do something now. There are so many people online to follow. PTO Nomad, you know, she's a great one that will share how you can really maximize your vacation days. Take a long weekend. Use some of the resources. Hop in one of these groups and ask questions like, hey, y'all, where can I go on a long weekend that's not expensive? Or hey, y'all, where can I go on a long weekend that is like luxury 10.0? I'm trying to go. I'm trying to be pampered and soothed and everything. Whatever it is, somebody got an answer for you. This is definitely the year we're going to take care of ourselves. It's Women History Month. We just got finished with Black History Month. I mean, intersectionality is live and in color. So here we are, March 1st.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Just finishing up talking about our blackness, and now we're going to talk about our gender. Y'all know how it goes. But anyhow, that's life, right? That's our lives. But anyhow, like I said, anybody about to sit here and talk 45 minutes? My mouth is already dry. And I'm sitting here sipping tea. So y'all have an amazing, amazing day, evening, afternoon, day at work if you're on your way to work. I hope you had a great day if you're on your way back from work. All the things. But whatever it is, have an amazing one. And thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you later. thank you so much for tuning in to the Traveling Black Women podcast. You can find us online at www.travelingblackwomen.com. And there you can find plenty more travel resources to help you plan your very next trip. We've got travel guides, we've got a blog, we got our blog, and you just listened to our podcast. I look forward to seeing you around. Thanks for tuning in.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.